few things trending this morning. Uber has announced that they have to pay $100 million out to drivers, but just between Massachusetts and California, saying because Uber drivers are considered private contractors, and they use the middleman is Uber. They're not, Uber's not a company, in the fact that if you sue, if something happens to an Uber driver, or as an Uber client, that you can't sue Uber. The driver's personally responsible. Yeah, So they end up, $84 million of that $100 million goes to drivers between Massachusetts and California. The rest is they're saving for when Uber goes public and they start paying people out.
Yeah, and you know that that's going to happen sooner or later.
And then also trending this morning, Beyonce had released her album Lemonade all over HBO. It was this huge premiere event. They made HBO free for everybody for the weekend. She releases it on Tidal, right? On Jay-Z's streaming service. And the entire album is pretty much their relationship issues.
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up,
this song is great.
Yeah, like it is.
It's second on the album. It's called Hold Up.
Like I love you.
Yeah, I like that.
See, there's no other man above you. What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves.
So she's not happy. And then also in her song Sorry,
looking at my watch, you should have been home. Regret the night I put that ring on.
Oh, the entire album.
That's a
little
harsh.
She talks about him leaving her for some girl, Becky with the good hair, in this song, Sorry. She specifically calls out Rachel Roy, who's a fashion designer who has been rumored to have an affair with Jay-Z. In turn, everybody thinks she was saying Rachel Ray, the Rachel Ray, the TV, the chef, and she's getting all this hate on Twitter and Instagram. Everybody's hating on Rachel Ray. No, it's Rachel Roy.
Yeah, because if you're Beyonce, if Jay-Z is passing over Beyonce for Rachel Ray, then there's a lot more to that.
Yeah, he
story.
Obviously does not have a type. If you go from Beyonce to Rachel Ray, although they say food is the man to a way's heart.
I guess so. It's just very weird. And as I said before, not that it's any excuse, but you know, we see how beautiful Beyonce is, and you know, she seems to be kind of perfect in every way for most people.
Sure.
But you don't know what's behind the scenes with that. You just don't.
Somebody had told me once, behind every hot woman is some guy who just cannot stand her.
Mm-hmm.
We were at Wawa on Saturday night after our DuPont prom that we were at, AI DuPont prom.
Uh-huh.
We stopped to get Wawa. We're sitting in the station vehicle eating, and a woman walks by. I go, that lady's got a nice butt. And you don't even look. You go, I'm in the sandwich. A nice butt comes at a high price.
Yeah, and it so does. I was way more interested in my sandwich than worrying about anyone else's nice butt, because it just ends up costing you money in the long run. It does.
Beyonce's Lemonade, the album is good, though. If you want to check it out, it's called Lemonade.
Yeah, and it's on Tidal right now, but as of midnight tonight, it's going to be available on iTunes as well if you want to pick it up. So that's pretty cool. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Luke.
Hey, Luke, what's going on, sir?
I'm just getting out of work.
Lucky you.
What do you do that you're just getting out of work at 7:40 in the morning?
I clean up here at the casino in Harrington.
Oh, cool.
Are they open 24 hours? Are people still there?
Yeah, they're open 24 hours. The only days they close are Easter and Christmas.
I'm sure that working overnights that you get to see the best of the best.
Oh, yeah. I was actually calling because you mentioned something about Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Mark Hamill liked one of my tweets yesterday.
I don't know who Mark Hamill is.
Luke Skywalker from Star Wars.
Somebody does.
There you go.
Oh, God.
The voice of the Joker.
What was your tweet about?
My Star Wars name.
So you tweet about Star Wars, and a guy from Star Wars.
Yeah, from the original movies.
From the original movie, liked it. Did you flip your lid? That's actually pretty awesome.
I was very tempted to tweet that out, but I decided I didn't want a fanboy in front of him.
Uh-huh. Good move. The only
I shared it on Facebook instead. He doesn't have my Facebook.
I've only ever had one interaction with a celebrity on Twitter, and it was Candace Cameron Bure, who played DJ Tanner in Full House. And the day that the Boston Marathon bombing happened, she tweeted, "I'm having a bad day, and somebody told me I'm pretty. God does exist." And this is as I'm watching news coverage of a man who just lost his legs trying to run a marathon. And so I tweeted her back, "Hey, remember that time you were anorexic but still fat? That was weird, huh?" she retweeted it, and I got so many hate tweets. It was like, I stopped counting at 250. All of her fans tell me I'm a horrible person, I should kill myself, and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, internet trolls are horrendous.
It is.
I don't have one person who's got 1.8 million subscribers on YouTube following me.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Luke, what's your Twitter?
I'm big into the YouTube scene.
Luke, what's your Twitter?
At AVIOSE.
All right, there you go. You can follow Luke on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Petch and Amy. Luke, thanks for checking in this morning.
Not a problem. Have a great one.
You too.